It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Not only did USDA's weekly crop progress report show some concerns as far as the crop ratings were concerned, especially when you look at it for Minneapolis wheat and corn, but it also brought in a little bit of concerns as far as the crop progress is concerned as far as planting. When we return from the break, we'll talk about those numbers.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag as an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's weekly crop progress report not only is showing a crop that is pretty rated pretty low as far as what we've seen in the past, it's also showing a little bit of a slowdown as far as planting progress is concerned, and that is starting to cause a little concern to the marketplace. Looking at corn planting as of May 25th was at 87% complete. That means we still have 13% left to plant. And what's interesting is the states that are left to plant. Right now, Illinois is running about 5% behind its five-year average pace. Indiana is running about 3% behind. Kentucky is down 12% from its average pace. North Carolina is 2% behind. Ohio right now is sitting close to 29% behind its, or 19% behind its average pace. Well, Pennsylvania is sitting 10% behind, and Tennessee is down by about 5%. So we're looking at some of the regions that have been getting the most rain as seeing the slowest planting progress, and rains continue to fall in all of those areas. When we look at it as far as soybeans are concerned, 76% of the nation's soybeans are planted. That was up 10% from the previous week and 8% above the five-year average pace. There we're looking at Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio as being the states that are showing the slowest progress as far as planting is concerned. For sunflower planting, 24% is in the ground versus 18 average. We put 11% in the ground last week. Then when we start looking at as far as spring wheat is concerned, spring wheat planting is at 87% complete. We got 5% planted last week, which came in 3% less than expected by the trade. We're 7% ahead of the five-year average pace. And what we're looking at, most states are seeing a little bit of progress ahead of normal, except for Montana, which is right now about 5% behind its average pace. For barley, 82% of the crop is in the ground. 7% got planted last week, but we're 2% behind the five-year average. And most states are pretty much getting close to wrapping it up, but it has slowed down. Overall, it shows that weather has slowed down our planting progress a little bit. The biggest concern is, will we get all the corn acres planted this year as we're getting close to the last planting date for crop insurance purposes in a lot of the regions? And that's going to be what's kind of helps drive the market moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.